人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
亲爱的听众朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。我是小袁，今天我非常高兴的请到几位特别的嘉宾，他们分别是 Billions 的市长 Jimmy Mada。Welcome to our show, Mayor Mada.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being online today and saying hi in this day that we were just together.
We also welcome Renton City Council candidate Ben Johnson. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you very much for your consideration. It's really a pleasure to be here.
那我们也非常高兴的请到我们西雅图知名的肖敏医生啊，就是广州同乡会的会长肖医生。
中文电台的观众朋友们大家好。
我们也非常有幸的请到我们西雅图地区的一位教育工作者孙龙老师，欢迎孙老师。
中文电台的观众们大家好，很高兴在这里跟大家见面。
今天我们之所以请到这几位嘉宾呢，就是
还有梁会长。
我们现在梁会长好像还没上线啊，等到上线了我们再给他打招呼。我们之所以今天请到这些嘉宾呢，就是昨天是我们美国的大选日，然后呢我非常高兴的看到很多我们支持的候选人都当选了。我们请部分的候选人还有我们社区的一些领袖来跟我们一起分享一下对这次选举的感想。Have the honor to invite you guys to be our show, because yesterday is the election day, and we are very glad to see many of the candidates we support were elected, including Mr. Jimmy Mada and Mr. Ben Johnson is still not decided, right?
It's close, but we thank you very much for the support. Yes, we're doing
okay,
well.
Okay. Yeah. I believe you. Yeah, we believe you will be in. And through this opportunity, we want you guys to share your feeling. What you have experienced, and when you get this day, what do you feel? 所以就是今天我们想请各位来分享一下，就是在选举期间你们做了一些什么样的工作，然后呢今天看到这样的结果有什么感想。那肖医生您先讲吗？
这次呢我觉得这次选举我们华人呢都很多人都参与了。西雅图市，因为我们是在西雅图嘛，我工作在西雅图，然后西雅图现在的环境大家也知道很多的问题，所以呢我们广州广府会我们发动了很多的会员，然后呢大家都积极参与选举，特别是我们支持我们Bruce Harrell， 希望他成为我们的新任的市长，还有Ann Davidson， 对吧？我们也大力的支持他，成为我们的律政司。当然，我们也在群里面发了要支持 Ben Johnson 啊，要支持我们的好朋友 Jimmy Mather 成为不同市的市长和市议员。这次我们在微信的平台还有朋友圈啊，我们都不停的去 支持他们，所以希望我们得到好的结果。对。
Yeah, Dr. Xiao just said, before the election, she had her association and groups worked very hard to help the friends and the China community friendly candidates, including you guys and the Seattle city mayor candidate and the Seattle attorney candidate. And they are very happy to see the results. Mr. Mehta, and what do you feel when you get the result yesterday and today?
Well, I was very excited. I want to celebrate this day with the Chinese community. I want to thank the people that contributed money to my campaign, because to win a campaign, it takes money. Right now, because of the Chinese community and all the communities that came together, I am sitting at 51.57% of the vote. The candidate that I'm running against is at 48.52%. So I'm going to translate those numbers. Right now, Jimmy Mehta has 3,663 votes. The candidate that I'm running against has 3,475. I feel very strong, very confident that the numbers will stay the same and that I will continue to serve the Chinese community in Burien, the Latino community in Burien, the Black community in Burien, and the White community in Burien. I think it's time that we continue to move forward with elected officials that understands the issues at the grassroots. Thank you.
那个Jimmy Mehta市长呢，他是 Burien市的市长，他非常感谢华人社区对他竞选的帮助。然后他说，现在在此竞选连任之后，他还会继续为华人社区还有其他社区服务。那我们刚刚非常高兴的看到我们华盛顿州广州同乡会的创会会长梁国尧先生也上线了。那梁会长，您给我们听众朋友打个招呼。
So.I vastly appreciate the Chinese community support, and you can see it regionally, the amazing amount of support that the Chinese community has given to candidates that have advanced much further than you would expect. And it's absolutely crucial that that you stay involved, because there's a certain wisdom that is that you have that has been amazing for this region. And I certainly appreciate it, as we've moved beyond trying to think of candidates as being from one group or a different group, but we and the Chinese community has been in the forefront of recognizing that candidates that share the same values of safety, of business, of kindness, of generosity can come from all over the spectrum. And I think it's a delight, and it's been really fun to watch, and I appreciate it.
那我们伦敦市议员的候选人 Ben Johnson, 他说他非常感谢华人社区对他竞选的帮助，而且呢他跟华人社区有很多共同的，可能说也可以说是价值观，不管是在公共安全，还有做生意，还是待人处事，很多方面都有共同的价值观，所以呢他就是非常感谢那个华人社区的帮助，然后以后也会继续为包括华人社区在内的各种社区服务。那个梁会长，您如果能说话的话，欢迎您跟我们听众朋友打个招呼。
我听到，但我没图像。
图像你点一下左下角第二个，点不出来也没关系，您可以讲，就是西雅图选举的结果您是否满意，然后就是现在对西雅图是不是不管是中国城还有西雅图未来的发展是不是更加有信心。
我对这次的选举比较满意，我很满意。
当初 你们为什么会选择支持这些候选人，包括西雅图的市长是还有那个市检察官的候选人 Ann Davidson， 然后市长候选人 Bruce Harrell， 当然还有在座的Ben Johnson 啊，还有那个 Jimmy Mata， 你们当初是为什么会想到要支持他们的？
因为我对西雅图整个大西雅图地区最近的状况很担心，很多地方都说要删减警察，然后那个 Ann Davidson 那个对手说900块就是不起诉，这个对我来说是很反对的一个事情，然后就是那个市长不 heavy 他也很支持增加警力，现在最主要是这个问题搞得社区很乱，然后 Jimmy Mother is my good friend， 我就肯定要 support him， then 那个 Ben Johnson 呢也是支持要警察来维持治安的，所以我这个这是候选人我都很喜欢，我都大力去支持 support。
肖医生，您是不是也这么想的？
是的，是的。好像那个 Ben Johnson 啊，跟 Jimmy Mata 都是我们的好朋友，而且 Bruce Harrell 他们都有特别来 Chinatown， 然后呢有跟我们 communicate， 就是说大家去沟通。我觉得就是沟通是很重要的。我们知道他们的政纲之后，更加确定了我们要支持他。
孙老师呢，您这个竞选期间有没有什么经历要跟我们分享的？
我们华人在美国的主流社会呢，我非常高兴的看到，就是在这个大选的之前，还有选举期间，还有包括一直到现在，我看到了越来越多的华人和社团都参与到其中，而且非常的活跃。这个体现了我们华人的以真正的行动来参政议政。因为传统的而言，我们都是比较沉默的一群，好像呢就是我们希望看到更多的人出去参与和发声。那在参与的活动中，我参加了一些募捐活动，还有一些筹款活动，还有一些就是他们在公众演说中，我听了包括西雅图的这个即将当选的市长 Bruce Harrell， 还有 Jimmy Mather， 还有Ben Johnson 他们的一些演讲演说，和跟他们的就是近距离的接触中，我深切的感受到了他们的施政纲领和他们的主张，我是完全支持的。所以呢在尤其是就说有的时候，你当你在电视屏幕上看到他们的时候，当你有机会近距离的跟他们聊天，然后看到他们非常的平易近人，而且呢非常有亲和力，而且真正的体现了我们多元化的这个社会。他们不只是在他们的白人的圈子里和拉丁裔的圈子里，他们融入到了我们华人的圈子。那我们华人呢，包括我们的广府广州会，还有西雅图的一些团体，都是在这个竞选的活动中起到了非常重要的推动作用。比如说就是我们因为有很多的会员都住在大西雅图地区，在西雅图，在 Renton， 在 Berrien， 所以他们得到了很多的选票。这个我觉得对我们大力的宣传和推广是有积极的这个积极的作用的，是完全是分不开的。所以我今天就感觉呢我希望看到更多的我们新一代的华裔也呢都出来参政议政。在参加活动中，我很高兴的看到了我昔日的学生，看到了我昔日的两三个学生，他们非常的活跃。比如说在我参加上次的西雅图市长 Bruce Harrell 的他的募捐活动中，像 James Wong 的他的两个儿子，当时就是在那里，他们是积极的推动者和做义工。我对我来说是一个深切的鼓舞。他们看到了我，他们说Mrs. Burford 孙老师，结果我就大力的鼓励他们，我说我希望看到，因为你们是我们的将来。所以说美国的大选 有的包括我在我的学校也在宣传，就说昨天本来是美国的选举日，那我们的学生进行了讨论，那他们，那我说好，谁可以竞选，谁可以投票，哦，他们说必须是美国公民，还可以说呢必须是满十八岁，还需要登记的。那我说好，你们设想一下，你们以后也可以成为美国的参政议政的人员，不只是非要去做工程师，非要做律师，非要做医生，因为这样的话呢，我们华人的声音才会被真正的主流社会所听到，才能真正的参与到主流社会中。谢谢。
啊，感谢孙老师啊。那Miss Sun just said the Chinese community support you guys just because they agree with what's your vision, your proposal, in your political statements, and also shared values, I think, she also shared some of her experience to during the election. So congratulations to you guys, and I think you guys did a good job. So Jimmy, can you share your experience as I'm still very interested in your background, because you started from a carpenter and now is the head of the city, and it's really inspiring. So can you share some experience of yours?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. You know, I am very happy to be representing the city of Burien. You know, my story comes even, you know, I am a carpenter, a union carpenter. But more than anything, you know, I grew up as, I'm the son of immigrants that came to this country in 1974. I worked as a farm worker in the United States of America. And so all the vegetables and the apples that get to China, I got to do that. And today, you know, I get to represent a city, and I get to meet good people in our communities, in our Chinese community, just like Tony Vu, you know, also James Wong, who was at my event yesterday, Omar. And these are individuals in the Chinese community that are very important to me because they represent what I represent. What do I represent? I represent the new America. I represent the redefining of the American flag, because we have Chinese Americans, Mexican Americans, Guatemalan Americans, where my parents migrated from, Irish, Germans. America should be the model in the world of saying that, just like our city is, we support everybody. And the last time that I was invited to the radio show, I said that we will have the Chinese New Year's in Burien next year.
Yeah, nice.
If COVID allows, because as you well know, it's been very hard for business, been very hard for community. It's been extremely difficult for our Asian community, specifically the Chinese community, with the hate that we've seen on the streets. We're not going to tolerate that no more. No más, like in Spanish. No más, no more.
Jimmy Wade 市长他说他是从危地马拉1974年随父母从危地马拉来到美国，当时是没有可以说是没有身份的移民然后从那个农民，就是 farmer 开始，然后又做那个又做木匠，所以就是各种社会底层就是一直到现在是这个城市的市长。然后他非常他和华人社区非常的友好，他还说明年如果疫情允许的话，他欢迎在 Burien 这个市举行中国的新年那我们也非常的期待Chinese New Year in Burien. Ben, can you share your experience, your work experience, and what lead you to be on the political arena?
It'd be my pleasure. What little I have to offer is we share in common. You know, it's easy to start saying that we're from different groups and try to highlight the differences, but I would love to very much highlight the shared commonality that all of us have in America, which is every single one of us, you know, at some point has come from immigrants. And the hard work, the love of family, the joy of neighbors, a friendship, and you know, looking to the future to make this place better is something we share all together. And I think if we focus on that, you know, we can make America better, and you know, where every day is better and better. And I sincerely appreciate you know, my Chinese neighbors and my Chinese friends, because they're good role models for my children. You know, there's you know, the hard work, the care, the camaraderie, the friendship, the family is good for my children to see, you know, and emulate. And so that's what makes me very thankful that that we have, you know, so much immigration into the America, because it renews us together. It makes it so much better to be here for all of us.
那个 Ben Johnson 议员候选人啊，他说非常喜欢和华人做朋友，然后华人朋友都是他孩子的榜样，工作很勤奋，注重家庭，对那个社区很有爱，然后呢他非常感谢华人社区对他选举的诸多的帮助。我们回感谢梁会长回到我们的现场啊。那梁会长，您对那个Jimmy Vedder 还有Ben Johnson， 就是您当初为什么会第一时间去支持Ben Johnson 参选呢？梁会长，梁会长，对，你要点一下，要mute， 就是点一下左下角。就是要打开一下话筒，
听到吗？
能听到了，请讲。请讲。
因为每一个候选人，我们都有做那个研究，看他的那个政纲，他说的话是什么意思。我们都有研究以后呢，我们就认为是支持谁，反对谁，因为。我们觉得我们有很热心去参与这个活动，我们有很强大的团队，因为我跟邵明医生、跟晴天、跟通理啊，都有研究很多，就谁对社会有利益的，然后我们要在老人大厦每个大厦里面去动员老人家怎么去投这个票。哪一个候选人住哪一个区，比如说 Ben Johnson 是 Venton City of Venton 的，住在 City of Venton 的，我们的广州会员，我们有一个广州群，都有490多人，广府群也有400多人，然后我们还有一个那个另外一个核心群也有100多人，那然后我们要动员我们所有的力量去投谁的票，然后都要经过研究，整个团队研究谁对我们有利，谁对我们正常工作的人有利，就是对社会认为是好的我们都支持，大概是这样子。
So Mr. Liang just said he and his team had conducted some research and agree you guys are very, very, very good for the community, and then they decide to support you. So we will have a brief break and stay tuned, and we will come back after the break.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，
收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
WEEE 北美最大华人网上身心超市中秋节回馈新老客户，来就送20元大红包，邀请好友双方再得20元，全场优惠半价起，新鲜蔬果、米面肉等海鲜、零食饮料、面食点心、美妆保健全都有。We 方便省钱新鲜，网上轻松下单，次日送到家，最佳售后，网上无理由退款。拿起手机立刻下载 APP We WEEE 注册领取20元红包。
Puget Sound Energy 普杰湾能源公司计划在2045年实现拥有100%公平和持久的清洁能源的目标，您的支持和参与即是我们能达成此目标的关键因素。请于11月14日前访问 pse.com/plan-chi 来发表您对我们计划草案的意见，并获取赢得100美元礼品卡的机会。浏览 pse.com/plan-chi 了解更多详情。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台每周三的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们非常荣幸的通过 Zoom 邀请到总共5位嘉宾啊，包括2位候选人还有3位侨领。We are really honored to have you guys in our show and welcome Berlin City Mayor Jamie Mehta and Renton City Council Candidate Ben Johnson and还有我们西雅图知名的华侨那个侨领啊，华侨的社区的领袖包括广州华盛顿州广州同乡会创会会长梁国尧先生，广州同乡会会长肖明医生啊，还有我们西雅图地区的教育工作者孙龙女士。我们感谢各位参加今天的节目。那我相信我们西雅图这个就是选举是很多我们跟我们中国城啊还有西雅图地区的华人也息息相关啊，然后大家都是非常非常非常关心。那现在基本上尘埃落定啊，就是我们那个 Bruce Harrell 当选为市长，然后And Davidson 当选为市检察官，他们都是主张能够加强警力啊，然后能够以后改善中国城的安全的。那么你们对他们就是以后对是不是有更好，就是比现在更就是做得更好呢？就是有没有信心？
我个人觉得应该给以前做得很好，因为现在这两年来西雅图这一届的政府确实做得太烂，整个那个流浪汉满地都是，整个西雅图当摊，而且警力又减少，整个 city 那个犯罪率直线上升，怎么也要改变这个现状。所以昨天那个票已经说明了选民的意向，你看那个 Ann Davidson 就是 59% 胜出了，因为他的对手主张900块这个属于轻罪不起诉的一个候选人只有 41%， 所以这个已经反映了整体的全体的西雅图市民的一个意向，这我看应该给以前有所改变，这是绝对无疑的，我觉得。但好的什么程度了，那我就不敢说，就在现在这个基础上有所进步，这个是我觉得是肯定的，值得肯定的。
肖医生您觉得呢？我们
对，我觉得就是我们觉得很有希望，因为我Bruce Harrell 来中国城也很多次，然后深度跟我们交谈，然后他很多方面，比如说可能会有这种新的 technology 摄像头啊，还有准备有些巡逻的人员啊，可能会来中国城啊，然后帮助我们，而且要清洁中国城，这是他就是说跟我们沟通的情况。所以呢，我希望真的他可以就是履行他所说的，然后呢让我们有一个新的面貌，西雅图将有一个新的发展。然后Ann Davidson 也来中国城很多次，也跟我们有深度的交流，然后他也是像梁会长说的，他说他自己的朋友说，如果就是他没有选上的话，很多都会搬出西雅图或者搬出华盛顿州。然后梁会长也开玩笑也是说了，如果 Ann Davidson 没选上也要搬州了，对吧？所以呢 Ann Davidson 能够胜利的话，我们华人都是非常开心的，我们见到了曙光吧，起码现在
对对，肯定会好的。
Miss Liang and Dr. Xiao just said the Chinese community are very happy to see Bruce Harrell and Ann Davidson were elected as the city mayor of Seattle and city attorney of Seattle respectively, and because they promised to improve the safety issue in Chinatown and etc. And they believe they will do it, and Chinatown will be safer and cleaner. And for example, Ann Davidson is against to waive the penalty for the misdemeanors, and that's really horrible. And they are very glad to see Ann Davidson was elected, and so that they will stay in the Seattle area, because they will have hope Seattle will be better and safer. I think public safety is a common challenge, and homeless issue, public safety, etc. will be a common challenge for your cities, I think, in Burling and Renton. So what do you after you take office next term?
Well, I can say
yes.
Starting January, we will have the fire department and a mental health specialist working with the people that have mental health illness. Okay. We have been in war in Afghanistan for 20 years. It is a place that's known for opioids. Our soldiers have been fighting for America for 20 years. Some of those soldiers are coming back and they suffer from PTSD. They suffer from the war, because in war, you see awful things. They come back, and so some of those people suffer from mental health illness or drug and alcohol. So there's a difference between somebody suffering from poverty, from drug abuse, from mental health, than those career criminals. We don't want career criminals on our streets. If you're going to deal drugs, don't come to Burien. Go somewhere else. On top of that, I am sick and tired of seeing our young children dying on the streets for no reason, at all. We cannot allow to confuse poverty and career criminals. We cannot allow people going into a store, stealing in front of us, and going outside and selling the product that was just taken from the store, because we all pay for it. We are a society that benefits from the good things that we do in our community. So it's cheaper for us to figure out what services are available and to lead with services. But if you do not want services, then we need to figure out what the next are. Thank you.
Thank you. How about Ben?
Yeah, so Renton is going through the same transformation, I think, that Burien is, and is starting to bring mental health services to people that desperately need it. And that certainly helps with long-term, issues. You know, it's not necessarily crime that some of these people are going through. They're going through a very difficult part of their life and they need help. But we've also going through a phase where we've need to pay attention to quality of life crimes that hurt small businesses, hurt the poor, hurt the people that are actually suffering from opiate addiction. You know, they become victims of sort of criminals that prey on the weak. You know, I'm kind of a big guy, so that, you know, that sort of stuff doesn't tend to hurt me, but it hurts my neighbor that's 7 years old and she can no longer walk into downtown Renton safely and confidently. You know, she's afraid and she doesn't, you know, like leaving her home as much as she likes to. And because of that, she doesn't visit the small businesses and doesn't visit the small restaurants. And so it's a double damage. She doesn't get to live and love her city, and the economics of that loss are felt all throughout the city, you know, especially when you multiply it by hundreds of people. So
thank you. 那刚刚那个 Burien 市长 Jimmy Madden 他说那个他作为市长啊，因为就是他要实行，就是对那个有精神疾病的人进行就是救治，然后有一些美国军人从阿富汗战场上打了20年的仗，然后他们有一些 PTSD 之类的疾病，然后都需要救助。但是这个市里面，不管是犯罪啊，然后吸毒啊，这些都是有对公共安全有害的，所以呢，这些都要那个治理，所以就是这些人是不受欢迎的。然后呢，市政府也会采取措施。然后 Ben Johnson 就是 Renton 的市议员呢，也说就是有这些精神疾病的、犯罪的，都是危害社会安全的。所以，这个Renton 的市政府市议会，都是要就是解决这些问题，就是不能让他们危害社会啊。那个梁会长，就是您对那个现在这些那个当选的官员他们的承诺都满意吗？就是
基本都满意，因为是你说这一届的刚当选了，还要看他们以后。应该刚才郑瑜刚才说了，应该是有给以前有所进步，应该是可以的，我非常满意这个结果出来。
是，那肖医生呢，您有没有什么补充看法？然后那孙老师。
我觉得we're really hopeful. 我觉得我们期待着这些新上任的这些官员，政府官员，他们呢，因为都发表了他们施政的纲领。那俗话说，新官上任三把火。我希望他们借着这个执政的热情，兑现他们的承诺。当然，在实行中会有一些困难。那但是我想我非常的有信心，他们能够在他们开始的新的职位上会有，在新的开始中会有一些新的开拓，会有一些切实的一些办法，当然也要来自于我们社会公民的支持，因为他们是被当选的，所以说会来自各界会有大力的支持，但是我是 very hopeful。
肖医生要补充吗？
我觉得就是像 Bruce Harrell 有一次他跟我们 小袁台长也在嘛，他说他一个人的力量呢是不够的，当他就是让我们一起团结起来去支持他去执行很多方面的时候，大家都应该聚集起来，然后去支持我们的市长，支持我们的市律政司啊，他们的工作。
好，谢谢。Yeah, 各位 ，Let's have another break, and we will come back shortly.
老公，上次水管漏水，保险给邻居赔了好几万。
那咱家咋赔这么少？
他们找理赔专家，同保险公司据理力争，才得到更多赔偿。
我是理赔专家 Tina。如果您的住宅或商业房屋受到水灾、火灾，保险理赔太少，让我们为您讨回公道。我们有执照，为房主讨回了数百万赔款。
水灾、火灾不要怕，理赔专家找 Tina。425-988-0388 425-988-0388。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501206-621-7501。
Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐。东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出。电话425-443-5668。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们通过 Zoom 请到了五位嘉宾。We are very honored to have five guests, including Bureau Mayor Mr. Jamie Mehta and City Council candidate of Renton.Ben Johnson, and the community leaders in Chinese community in the Seattle area, 包括我们华州广州同乡会的创会长梁国尧先生，还有广州同乡会的会长肖明医生，还有西雅图地区的教育工作者孙荣老师。我们知道就是我们中国城的华人社区还是蛮有力量的，因为虽然说我们华人的比例不是很高，但是团结起来还是能够做大事啊。然后我们非常高兴的看到我们中国城确实都很团结，这一次在选举的时候就是能够对自己我们支持的候选人可以说是都在团结起来支持他们。两位会长，梁会长肖还有肖医生，你们能介绍一下这个竞选期间是怎么在团结大家一起就是选出那些就是能够解决我们问题的候选人的吗？
我们之前已经把所有的那个候选人那个政纲已经研究过，对社会有利的，对我们社区有利的，然后我们大家都要统一起来，怎么从筹款啊、做事啊，最主要我们要做了很多大量的宣传，在整个 Chinatown 的 community 里面，我们要跟大家说明哪一个候选人怎么样怎么样，对社区对社会怎么好，要跟以前现在要改变社会状况的话，那我们一定要投票，只有投票是最快速把这个社会现状可以改变的。所以我们也招了很多老人家不懂投票不懂英文的，有权利去投票而不懂英文的人，这个票怎么投，投给谁，而且也同很多社区的有心人士，比如说吴少燕吴大姐邵明啊 Tony 啊，我们都研究了很久，然后怎么叫大家投票，然后把那个候选人列出来，还有我们会有一个播音工程师林工啊，他也是利用他英文好的优势，他就把所有那个候选人的名单列出来，应该投谁不投谁，然后我们也举办了不同的活动 party 啊，要大家把票带到 party 里面去，我们统一所有的人，比如说住 Winton 的就拿那个票来，我们有一个活动，我们教你怎么投那个 Ben Johnson。 那然后住 Billing 的，我们也要 Billing 的人拿那个票来，那我们教你投，一定要投 Jimmy Mother， 就是做了这种大量的工作，不管是十票、二十票、一百票、两百票，反正是进了我们应该投我们的自己的一个力量，然后也做了很多那个活动，给那个 Jimmy Mother， 给那个 Ben Johnson 呢有一个曝光的机会，因为我们那个 Chinese 那个社区那个 WeChat 是很强大的，每一个 group 都有几百人几百人几百人这样子，我们就要大力帮他推广去宣传，把他的名字曝光，把他的行政纲要曝光出来，所以这才能够最直接帮助到西雅图社会，大西雅图社会，或者是我们本地那个 local 那个 community，就是这样子，其他问问邵明会长啊。
对，而且就是像 Ben Johnson 他在那个Coulon Park 他有一个 event， 那我们收到通知之后，我们就有一些会员啊，还有一些领导啊，我们就去到那边去支持 Ben Johnson， 然后我们也会拿他的那个支持的牌，然后照了相，然后发到我们不同的群里面，那大家就可以就是更加的知道他的名字，因为很多人我们都不知道要投谁，对吧？一般的就是中国人他们都不晓得要投谁，但是当我们曝光几次的时候呢，大家就会更加清晰的知道就是 Ben Johnson 是什么人，他跟我们是挺友好的，而且呢他是支持警察就是 punish 这些犯罪的行为，对吧？所以呢我们就决定一定要支持他，然后很多活动我们也会邀请他比如说晴天会长拿奖的时候，我们也会邀请Ben Johnson 来我们的活动，跟Mayor Byron Mayor Jimmy Mather 也来我们的活动，然后他们曝光率越高，然后大家支持率也会跟着越高，所以不管一票两票一十票二十票都是count的，就是几百票。
而且我们之前一直有带动大家，在投票以前，在十五号以前，所有没有登记选民的选民登记，西雅图的、Winton 的跟 Billing 市的，我们都要统一帮他们统一登记选民，等他们有资格去投这个票。然后过了十五号，我们的重点就放在那个选谁不选谁这个工作上面了，就是我们之前是做了这个大量的工作，真的也得到我们愿望出来的候选人，我们也蛮高兴的，就是说 Jimmy Mother 选上啊，或者 Ben Johnson 选上啊，Bush Hill 选上啊 ，Ann Davidson 选上，这我们就达到我们的目的，最起码尽了我们一份的力量，就是这样子。
确实这样 ，Every vote counts. I really think 就是Guangzhou Guangfu Associations have done tremendous effort and really studied all the you know what they think.About their action plans. Also, each WeChat group has over 100 of people, altogether about 1,000 people. And we had a lot of social gatherings and fundraising events. And we'll always invite all the candidates we support and gave them the opportunities to meet with the general public. And so people get to know them, you know, in person, not just from their pictures and their signs. And also also attended their events like Jamie Mathers and Ben Johnson's event in like Lake Fulang Park and China Harbor, Chinatown, and so many places. Not only WeChat the local group, also there are channels, WeChat the channels, and like Xiaoming, or like Guangzhou Association's president, and also Jimmy's account. And also we all, you know, try our effort, and we did a lot of promotions. And I think also at our association's gathering at Xiaoyan Wu's place, so many people went there, even brought each other's ballot and tried just to learn about how to vote and vote the right candidate. I guess it had really, really great turnout. I personally, I feel strongly that due to our joint effort, really, so because we have our members who live in Berrien, who live in Seattle, and who live in Renton and Bellevue, and so on. So we really, really come to this common belief, so who we should support. And so we are very happy with this turnout.
Yeah, that's a good translation. So, so I just want to ask. So, Jimmy and Ben, do you think the Chinese community is helpful to your election?
Well, the census says that the Latino community, the Chinese community, has continued to grow in King County. So, definitely, every vote counts. I want to thank the voters in Burien who represent the Chinese community or members of the Chinese community. Thank you very much for your vote. I look forward to continue to see engagement here in Burien. We just had dinner tonight at Waku's, great Chinese restaurant, a good friend of mine. And so that's what we need to do, is we need to make sure that small businesses continue to flourish in all communities. Thank you.
华人社区的帮助非常的大，然后每一票都很宝贵，所以他就是在下一任也会继续的跟我们华人社区就是能够帮助华人社区一起做好工作。那个，How about Ben?
So the Chinese vote is absolutely crucial, especially in my case, because I'm only ahead by 100 votes right now. And so the boost of the Chinese community has been absolutely crucial. And for Renton, it's the difference between choosing a candidate like my opponent that wants to defund the police versus a candidate like myself that wants to support the police and make sure that we have a safe city. And so, you know, as groups like the Chinese community and the Latino community and come into their own and come into, having a voice in our policies and our politics, the Puget Sound region will only be better because of the wisdom and courtesy and long range thinking that these groups will bring to our policies and our politics. So I think the louder and more vigorous the voice of the Chinese community is, the better it is for my children. Yeah.
Ben Johnson, 他说非常感谢华人社区的帮助，因为 华人社区的帮助是对他来说是非常的关键，因为他现在得票只差一百票，就是现在他领先一百票，也许这一百票就是我们华人社区带来的。然后，他是主张那个支持警察的，他的对手是想要削减警察经费的，所以他也希望能够给这个Renton能够 更加安全，让那个华人能够更好的发展。那我们今天的节目时间马上就到尾声了。那今天非常荣幸，this is we are time up, and we are very honored to have you guys. May Jimmy Mada and City Council candidate Ben Johnson 还有梁会长、肖会长，还有孙老师，在节目最后，你们是不是每人说一句话来做一个总结 ？So at the end of this program, would you please just say one sentence to our audience, as the wrap up for the program? And we are very honored to have you guys, and thank you for being here, Jimmy.
Jimmy Mother 是吧
？Yes, 两个 Jimmy.
Jimmy, I want to thank the listeners.I want to thank the radio for delivering the message.
Yeah, I want to thank you.
And I want to continue to make sure that we're all flourishing, not only in Burien, but in King County, the state of Washington, our country. Thank you so much and continue ahead. And I am 100% behind your community and my community and every community that needs a voice. Thank you.
Thank you much, Ben.
And thank you very much for having me here on your show. And it's a privilege to be here. And I just want to encourage the Chinese community to keep your voice active, and share what you have with the rest of America here. It's been a joy. Thank you.
Thank you. 梁会长，你也说一句话。
我不管是住在哪个城市，我们这个社区整个大西洋地区，我希望以后我们华人所有的我们社区的人要自己走出来参政议政，要改变我们的现状，不能依靠别人，我们要用我们手上的选票，一票一票，一步一步走出来，每一个人的手上的票也不能缺少，希望大家团结一致，为社区打拼。谢谢大家，晚安。
谢谢梁会长。肖医生，您讲一下一句话。
各位观众，每一票count，所以呢，大家一起参政议政，为我们的华人社区出点力量，每一个人都要投票啊。
孙老师，you are muted。那我们因为听不到，
感谢观众朋友们，每一票都 count， 希望大家都参政议政，我们在一起 ，we are together。
好，谢谢大家 ，thank you all and have a good night。
Good night,
good night,
good night。
谢谢，谢谢。
Good night, good night,
拜拜。
谢谢，
拜。